It's your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV. Thank you for joining me today on part two, Unlock Your Riches. Let's go to our favorite scripture. As you know, it's one of the ones that I use almost every show I had, but I got something even just greater, an addition to add to that. And you were listening to the Perrys sing unto the Lord a new song, where he has done great things. They are available. You can go to Amazon or you can go to your favorite store and say, I want the Perrys sing unto the Lord a new song. And they have some awesome things that you're going to hear on their CD. But listen, I know my guest is hanging on there, and I'm going to get to you, Dr. Ira, Pastor Ira, in 1 second. I'm going to read this verse. It says 118, chapter, and Psalms. Something that you're familiar with, but I'm going to add a little bit more to it. Verse 24 says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Look at that. Have you ever seen that before? Have you ever connected those two verses together that you can pray and you say, save us now, Lord? And you can say, I pray now, I beseech thee now, Jehovah, Jehovah, I beseech thee, I pray, send now prosperity, unlocking your riches. The Pastor for Punch TV Studio, part two. On part one, if you were not there, you can click on my Facebook, and you can click on part one, and you can hear one of our ministers, R.E. Williams, talking about the grace of God and what it is, but also we was talking about what it is to be blessed by God. I have something to let you know. We got a dynamic speaker that's getting ready to come on. It's Dr. Ira, is an author. And he says, speak his words for those recovering from hurts, habits, and hangups. He has been featured as a business transformation workshop expert in Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He has more recently joined the Les Brown Maximum Achievement team, and I have him on the line. But Dr. Ira is the creator of the Life by Design LLC and is dedicated to helping people to live life on their terms. His high impact starting over self-discovery sessions inspired and empowered numerous adults facing life mini transitions. So I'm bringing him back on. If you don't know who he is, you need to go back and check our show in December and hear him talk about his transformation and what God has done for him. But today, we're going to be talking about Unlock Your Riches, the Pastors for Punch TV host, Joy Brown. So I want you to put your hands together for our guest on today. Pastor Ira, how are you doing?
God bless you. I'm well. Thank you.
Excellent. I'm so happy to bring you back on our show today. It's always good to be ready, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, you know what I did? I put your information on our show today, and I'm bringing you back on. But I had something that when we were just conversing back and forth on Facebook. Facebook is an awesome tool for our day and age and today. But I talked about it on yesterday, Unlock Your Riches. And today, what I did on yesterday that was a little bit, inspiring, and it's great to know because we need to know about our inheritance, how we are part of this equation that God has put his children on earth, and knowing that we are not supposed to live in lack. And I do understand that because we know in the beginning, when he created the earth, he put Adam and Eve, and the Bible talks about it in Genesis, and they didn't lack nothing, absolutely nothing. And it tells about the fall and what happened, and also it also come back and bring us up to this day, how although the first Adam fell, we do have a second, which is Jesus Christ, and he has went in hell to recover everything that we had lost. So we got it. We got it. We got what we need. We have it. Right. Now we need to find out, how do we begin to unlock these riches? How do you begin to, it's not even just claiming, because it's already yours. But I was talking about yesterday, I had a pulled this up off for the internet. Internet is so awesome, about Alice Walton. And it says, Alice reclaimed the crown as the richest woman in the world, as a fortune leap from $33.8 billion to $46 billion over the past year. She's the only daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton. Now, this inheritance she has, which is inheritance, is it comes through your family. It's something that is given to you. At the, of course, you know, she's already a recipient of the wealth. But, of course, we know that Sam Walton has already passed. But in his passing, he passed on the wealth. Passing. He passes on his wealth to his daughter. And so it is. It's the same thing. It's no different than in passing of Christ dying on the cross and passing on to us the inheritance that we have. It says it in Ephesians, you know, the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, that what he did, I'm going to read it, but I want you to talk about this, because you are a prophetic voice of God. And right now, we're right in the middle of a crisis where the church need to understand that there's no way that we are deficient, don't have enough for what God has given us. It's everything that he has is ours, and we have to learn how to claim and unlock those riches that he has left in our disposal. Now, in Genesis chapter 1 and 11, it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We obtained an inheritance. And then and I'm not on my show, I don't really teach Bible, but it's no way you can get away from Bible, because everybody that has riches got Bible in them. They may not say they got it out of the Bible, or they may not say what they do, charity, you know, giving. That's all scripture, and that's what they do. They might not profess to be Christians audibly, or confess that they believe what this word is saying, but the principles of it, they follow it. That's how they do. You leave an inheritance for your children, your children's children. That's in the Bible. So the biblical factors of what we have are biblical truth, that people that may not confess that Jesus is Lord, they still follow biblical truth.
Right.
Is that right? Now,
yes,
this right here, it says in Genesis, Ephesians 3 and 20, and I did put this on my notes. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or follow that works in us. This show is about the incredible, incredible wealth that we have in our inheritance through the blood of Jesus. You may not want to say who he is or what his name is or what he's done. It don't matter to me. But you're using the same principles that he has given unto the body of Christ. If you got riches and you didn't just automatically come upon that yourself, he gave it to you. And how you use it is your responsibility, but I know that we have right now the church is on a crust of receiving so much of what the Bible says, and we don't even know it.
Man.
Yes, sir. So I want to hear from you.
Well, I first of all, I appreciate you bringing me on, and it's always a blessing to be among the body of Christ and people that love God. And although, as you were stating before, we have a lot of people that believe in him, but they don't like to profess his name, and it's still the same principle in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say I think some of the problem is that sometimes we have a belief system that we've been raised on, not saying anyone in the old school was wrong or whatnot, but some of our forefathers and those that when I was a little boy, some of them were lack of education. They were not able to go to school or get any type of skills or training due to the fact that they had to raise brothers or sisters or, you know, they had a large
mm-hmm.
family. And some of us have not taken the opportunity to sit under people such as yourself, woman of God, and learn, really learn and understand what the Word of God says. Many people, as you were talking about Facebook, some folk will read Facebook before they get even and read the Word, even have a daily devotional. And I think a lot of the church has some of the power that we, and the faith that we should have, is lacking
mm-hmm.
because we do not feed it with the Word of God. And the world has become such a place of so many distractions. And, you know, I teach my church that we have to focus on our purpose. What is your God-given purpose? Whatever your purpose is, whatever, you know, God has called you on this earth to do. And one thing I know, he told us he gave us the power to get wealth. That's what he told
mm-hmm.
us. And it doesn't mean we have to be snooty and snotty and all of that, but his word said it. And we have to stand on his word. If his word said that he gives us the power, and it means ability or the know-how to get it, then it's in us already. As you stated a while ago, the riches are there. We just have to open our eyes up and see and believe. The problem is the body of Christ is losing faith. You know, where is our faith? If God said it, he said it. And a lot of us, it's our mindset. We have to get our mindsets together. We need to be around people like yourself who can teach us the Word of God, who breathe the Word of God, who believe what they say about the Word of God, who speak it, who walk by faith and not by sight. And a lot of times we get around folk who are defeated, who feel
mm-hmm.
like they have to give up, who get distracted off of life issues. And the Bible clearly tells us about, you know, there's no temptation common as unto man, but God gives us a way of escape every time. And I think we get distracted a lot. So I'm just praying that the body of Christ and those that are believers, we cannot be distracted, because one thing the Lord gave me was that when we get distracted, not only do we get distracted, we get diverted. And I tell some of the younger people, the millennials, you know, when mostly do you sin? It's when you get distracted. You do unhealthy things when you get distracted, and you get diverted from where you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be going. So that's the devil's job, to get you distracted. But our job is to proclaim that we have the power over him, as the Bible tells us. You know, all power belongs to God. And I fear that if some of us who are older, I heard a preacher preach last week at a birthday service. He said, I think he's like 2 years younger than me, and I'm only 46.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, we're the new old people. He said, we're the new old people. We gotta help these younger men, you know, to understand who God really is and what he wants them to do, and not make some of the mistakes we made. And, you know, I thought about that when I went home, prophetess, and I said, God, I just want you to make me, just help me to be, you know, without saying I'm a mentor, but want to be able to to see God in me. If you know what I'm, you know, we hear about Paul and Peter, and we hear about those great apostles, and, you know, I still believe that there is a place in this earth that God can use us just like he used those men back in
the
day.
We are the new. Yeah.
He's got to.
It's like we're new apostles. We're the new prophets, right?
Yes, ma'am. He's got to because
mm-hmm.
the world is looking at the fame and the fortune and they have the fortune tellers and they have this and
right.
that. And it seems like the body of Christ is shutting up their mouths. But, you know, my prayer is, God, bring back. Let them see the miracles. They have to see it. They have to see the deliverance.
Right.
They have to see the power of God. You know, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And they got to see the power of God through us. And so my prayer is that people's minds would get right. We're being
right.
conformed. People's minds are being conformed. They're not being renewed because we're not in the Word like we should. As you stated a while ago, this scripture that you just said in Ephesians, it sums it up. It sums
mm-hmm.
it up. We serve a great big God. You know, we used to sing songs when we were little kids. He's got the whole world in his hands. And, you know, we sing songs like that. But as we get older, we got to understand that, you know, the God we serve is big. And he's large.
Yes,
and he's great.
Right.
There's a song we sing.
Yes.
So my God is big and he's strong and mighty. And
mm-hmm.
he said he can move past my wildest dreams. You know, and this scripture right here came to mind about how big he is. And I don't think, you know, we get afraid of the devil because we've lost some things or we've got in some situations, but those are just tests. And I believe there's a people like yourself that have to cry loud and spare not. We have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And about
but
faith.
You know what?
Where is the faith of the people?
And that's right. I think what happened is not that we're so much afraid of him. It's because we're not
mm-hmm.
walking in the power that we should be walking
yes,
in.
Ma'am.
Because
yes,
when
ma'am.
You start walking in the power and you magnify something, that
mm-hmm.
little thing that looked big is no longer big anymore. But as you were
mm-hmm.
talking, I thought about a scripture that says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for
yeah.
it is he who gives you
mm-hmm.
power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which
that's
he swore to your fathers as it is this day. So God is not
yeah.
against us having riches. He's not against
no.
a man being prosperous. He's not opposed to his people being rich. He's not opposed to us being covenant of the things that he has
right.
given us. But he did say,
yes, ma'am.
But seek me first of all
that's
the
right.
kingdom and the righteousness
mm-hmm.
and all that you do, and then all these things
mm-hmm.
that were taken away from you, for instance, that you didn't have, that
right.
you have, they will be given unto you.
Yeah.
But you got to do this first. You know, you got to do some
right.
things. It's just an order, a formation that you have to abide by when you're walking in the kingdom. It's just what it is.
Amen.
It's an order formation, and that's what he wants us to come to. What is the order? What is the protocol that
amen.
I require you?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Amen.
So, yeah. So you can't think that he's against and he's so pro of being lack, because he's not. It's,
right.
It can't be, because he's the one that made it. Everything, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and
amen.
They that
amen.
Dwell in it. Hold on to that thought for a second, because we're going to have a quick commercial, and then we're going to come right back to you, because I want you to elaborate more on this scripture and what we're talking about.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. For this is good, in the presence of God, our Savior.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown. That's Nabuki.com. That is our website, kind of like Facebook, that you can go on and you can be one of our members. That's Nabuki, Nabuki.com. Make your advertising on that line. But listen, we have our special guest coming back to us, Apostle Ira, that's here on the show with us today. And he's talking about something that's so important, unlock your riches, and he's making a very valuable point about who we are and what God has given unto us. This show is not a long show today. It's just a short show. So we purposely brought him back because I wanted to hear what God is saying to you. And we have about 5 minutes that's left on this show because it's a 30-minute show. But Dr. Ira, Pastor Howard, give us something in Ephesians 3:20 that you can leave with our listeners in reference to what does it mean exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think?
And the New International Version, Prophet, it says, now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power, to his power that is at work within us. And it makes me go to a time when I was younger and I used to actually suffer from depression, manic depression as a young boy, all the way up to a teenager. And I remember it wasn't until I got older and really rooted and understood about the Holy Ghost and the power and how I was already born with gifts, that I was already speaking my way out of this foolishness. I would always tell people, just give me 3 days. Just give me 3 days and I'll be okay. Just give me 3 days. And it wasn't until I got, you know, mature in the Lord that I realized, I said, wait a minute. I was speaking the whole time out of my own situation because it was a power
right.
in me, something that God had in me. And when I realized the number 3 means resurrection, and so I began to seek the Lord, and that's part of my ministry of reviving people. You know, resurrecting people with the word of God, not me, the man, but what's inside of me. And I just want everybody, I know we only have 5 minutes, but I just want everybody to understand what this scripture really is saying, because there's already something in us. You know, he does not repent of what he gave us. And repent,
right.
You got to change his mind right here. So God's not changing his mind what he put here. So some of us don't understand what's already working in us. You see, we want God to do everything, but it's already in us. But you got to know who you are, right, Prophetess? We got to know who we are and whose we are. And I just pray that everyone that's listening tonight with the woman of God and this topic of unlocking it, there is so much that you have the key to unlock it. God already has it, but he wants you to come up to it and unlock it. You have the key. I promise you, you have the key. God already told us. See, some of us are stuck in low self-esteem. We're stuck at what we see around us because we don't see nobody else wealthy. We didn't see nobody else in our family have no money in the bank. We didn't see nobody else in our family own houses. We didn't see nobody else in the church own nothing. But I promise you, you be the starter. You be the one that has this new day revolution and tell people, hey, you know what? This scripture right here means that I don't care what you think. He can do far more than that. Even when we think we're doing something, he can do greater than that. Even when we think somebody got healed of cancer, he can heal 15 people of cancer, because that's what kind of God we serve. And the more we speak it, and the more we say it, and the more we understand it, and the more we grow in our faith and feed our faith, God will show us miracles. I believe that. And I believe there's a people that want to unlock these riches, and I thank God for the woman of God. I feel that there's a people that want to unlock these riches, and we just want to touch and agree with everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now, that if you have the willpower, we believe God's going to show you something this week. Just because the woman of God, God dropped it on the prophet's heart, that he is going to do it this week for you. I believe that. This is no gimmick, but I believe if you believe this word of God, this woman has brought up about unlocking your riches, watch out and watch what God does for you. He already said it. Don't get stuck in idolatry. Don't put nothing before him. Like she said, we got to seek him first. He's going to add everything we need in Jesus' name.
Now, excellent. Now, give us a place where we can contact you, your phone number, your website.
My website right now had to be changed, but you can reach me at Instagram, at Dr. Ira on Instagram. My phone number you can reach at 302-217-8990. You can find me on Facebook as well, Ira D. Roach III.
Awesome. And that's Ira, I-R-A, Roach.
Yes, ma'am.
R-O-A-C-H the third.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, listen, Apostle Ira, it was an awesome pleasure for you to
come again
and be with us on our radio talk show, The Pastors for Punch TV Studio. You never know when God's going to call you, and I thank God that you were available today to come and wish it with us one more time. And give our audience your phone number again.
302-217-8990. You can reach my email at I as in igloo, D as in dog, R as in road, C as in cat, H as in hat, the number 3@gmail.com.
Awesome. You. That was Apostle Ira Roach III coming to us on talking about unlocking your riches. And certainly we want to leave a good note with you today to know that what God has for you is for you. It says,
amen.
My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Until next time or tomorrow at the same time, we want to say thank you for joining the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown, and Dr. Ira Roach. Thank you, Doctor.